वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुगेदर विल रिसाइट नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 11th चैप्टर 2nd entitled Maharaj Nimi meets the 9 Yogindras, text 47. So, I was thinking that we actually do not need the board. It's the fourth day we are reciting this verse. Right? We can probably cover the board and recite. Right? Or just like there is a verse, Dhavan Nimilya Va Netre Naskhale Na Pate Diha. With eyes closed on this path one will not fall. So with eyes closed we can recite this verse and we will not stammer or you mispronounce or so Archayam Eva Hare. Sorry, this is 46. The 47th is opened here. Ishvare tad dhineshu balisheshu disasvucha prema maitri kripa upeksha yankaroti samadhyama. Ishvare tad dhineshu balisheshu disasvucha prema maitri kripa upeksha yankaroti samadhyama. Mataji, Ishvare, onto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tad dhineshu, to persons who have taken fully to Krishna consciousness. Malisheshu, unto the neophytes or the ignorant. Disasu, to persons envious of Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Cha, and. Prem, love. Maitri, friendship. Kripa, mercy. Upeksha, negligence. Ya, anyone who. Karoti, does. Sa, he. Madhyama, second class devotee. Translation and purport by the disciple of His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. An intermediate or second class devotee called Madhyama Adhikari offers his love to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is a sincere friend to all the devotees of the Lord, shows mercy to ignorant who are innocent and disregards those who are envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I am reading part 4th of the purport. The wonderful loving dealings between Vaishnavas on the topmost platform are demonstrated in the pastimes of Chaitanya Charitamrita. In other words, although Vaishnava sees every living entity as part and parcel of Krishna, he must discriminate in his external behavior so as not to interfere with the original purpose of the Lord's creation, which is to reform the living entities so that they can gradually come back home, back to Godhead. A pure devotee does not foolishly pretend equal vision and approach envious person. Rather, he respects the mission of the Lord as stated in Bhagavad Gita by the words, He yatha mam prabhadyante tam sadaiva bhajamyaham. On the other hand, if it is the Lord's desire, a pure devotee can offer his respects to all living beings. For example, Srila Jiva Goswami mentions that Uddhava and other pure devotees of the Lord were always prepared to offer respectful obeisances even to person as Duryodhana. Madhyama Adhikaris, however, should not imitate such Uttama Adhikari behavior. In this connection, the distinction between Madhyama Adhikari and Uttama Adhikari is stated by Srila Vishnu Jagadish Thakur as follows. Atra sarva bhuteshu bhagavad darshana yogata yasya kadachid api na drishta. A madhyam adhikari cannot at any time perceive the presence of the Supreme Lord within all living beings, whereas an uttam adhikari, however he acts on the second class platform to carry out the Lord's mission, is aware that every living entity is ultimately a forgetful Krishna conscious living entity. Therefore, although a devotee may externally engage four different types of behavior, as mentioned in this verse, namely the worship of the Lord, friendly with the devotees, preaching to the innocent, and rejection of the demons, is not necessarily on the second class platform, since an uttam adhikari may exhibit these symptoms to carry out the Lord's mission. In this regard, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentions that it is the duty of the Madhya Adhikari to extend himself as the right hand of the uttam adhikari, going to work for the benefit of others and offering to help in distributing love for Krishna. Finally, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has given a nice explanation of the difference between Archan and Bhajan. Archan refers to the platform of sadhan bhakti in which one serves the Lord to carry out the rules and regulation of the process. One who has achieved the shelter of the Lord's holy name is totally engaged in the attempt to serve the Lord, should be considered to be on the platform of bhajan. Even though his external activities may sometimes be less strict than those of neophyte engaged in archan. This apparent lack of strictness, however, refers to laxity, not to the basic principle of sane behavior and renunciation of sense gratification, but rather in the details of Vaishnava ceremony. Om Jnanidimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Ram Ramo Hare 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 Krishna. So it is said that what is tasted by Krishna is Mahaprasad, but what is then tasted by the devotees is Maha Mahaprasad. Right? So this verse is Maha 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 Mahaprasad verse, sorry. Three devotees have already spoken, so I am going to chew their remnants. Right? So it will be a great joy for me. And also the difficult task, because so much has already been spoken by the previous devotees. So Radha Gopinath Prabhu took the first part of the purport of this verse. Then His Grace Siddhama Sakha Prabhu sitting here, he took the second part. And His Grace Gaurgopal Prabhu on Saturday, Sunday morning, he took the third part of the purport. So three Mahan devotees have already spoken upon this verse. Right, so therefore, I'll chew their remnants, seek their blessings and all the blessings of all the other Vaishnavas. So, there are many ways of categorizing Uttam Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, Kanishtha Adhikari. Like some of the speakers spoke about their potency in chanting the holy name of the Lord. That was one way in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu categorized. When the resident of the Kulinagarama asked, he gave three understandings. One who chants the holy name once Shubhendu Suda Vaishnava, that's like a Kanishtha Vaishnava. One who always chants the holy of the Lord is like a Madhyam Vaishnava. And one upon seeing whom others also chant the holy name of the Lord, that is like a Uttam. Then his guest Radha Gopinath Prabhu mainly focused on the categorization based upon Shraddha. Shraddhavan Janhai Bhakti Adhikari Uttam Madhyam Kanishtha Shraddha Anusari. You quoted this verse also. And so based upon faith, that is another way of categorizing. Then he says Gaurav Gopal Prabhu yesterday beautifully spoke about the vision, day before yesterday, sorry. The vision, you know how the vision of a Kanishtha Adhikari is very narrow. He only sees the Lord in the temple, while the vision of Madhyamikari is broader, and it is much more broad for the Uttam Adhikari. So, and His Gracious Sakha Prabhu spoke about the discrimination which should be exerted, right, which is for the benefit of the person whom we are trying to preach and for our benefit also. The discrimination, one should carefully have a discrimination of whom one should preach and how one should preach. Those limits are very nicely defined by Shridhama Sakha Prabhu. So in this way, a lot of churning has already been done on this verse. So I'll just recite the three verses and where in CC this categorization has been defined. Right? Another way of categorization is based upon their expertise in assimilation and presentation of the scriptures. Right? So based upon the holy name, based upon faith, second categorization, second way of categorization, then third way was based upon his vision. Right? The fourth way is expertise in the scripture, the assimilation and presentation. Right? There are four ways also actually. So these four ways we have discussed already. So this verse, where this categorization is given, I am just reciting the three words. Shastra yuktesu nipuna dhrida shaddayar uttam adhikari te ho utare samsar. Right? So he is very expert in scripture. Shastra yuktesu nipuna, and his faith is very strong. Dhrida shaddayar uttam adhikari te ho utare samsar. So the categorization is made based upon expertise in scripture and faith. But one glory of each adhikari is mentioned. You know, what is the glory of? What is the glory of Uttam Adhikari? He can deliver the whole world. That's like his glory. And the Madhyam Adhikari, Shastra Yukti Nahi Jane Dhrida Shraddhavan, he also has strong faith. Doesn't know, not very expert in the law, scripture assimilation and presentation. Madhyam Adhikari Sai Mahabhagyavan. So he is a Madhyam Adhikari. What is his glory? He is Mahabhagyavan. He is very fortunate. Right? The glory of Madhyam Adhikari is very fortunate because he can deliver himself and he can also help many other innocent people to become Krishna consciousness. Right? So that is his glory. So the glory of Uttam Adhikari is Dhridshad. His Tareya Samsar. Glory of Madhyam Adhikari is he is Mahabhagyavan, very fortunate. Then the Kanishtha Adhikari, Yahara Komala Shraddha Se Kanishtha Jan, whose Shraddha is very komal, is a Kanishtha Adhikari. What could be the glory of Kanishtha Adhikari? Any guess? Like to? What is the glory of Kanishtha Adhikari? He has started Bhakti, Gopinath Chandra Prabhu said. Anyone else would like to share what could be the deity worship? Deity worship. Yes? He can become Madhyam Adhikari by the guidance of Madhyam Adhikari. Right. We all are right. So it's mentioned, Yahara Komala Shraddha Saikanishta Jan. His glory is Krame Krame Sai Bhakta Hai Be Uttam. He will also become Uttam one day. Right? he said he will become Madhyam, but the verse is he will also become Uttam. He will not remain there on Madhyam. Right? Krame krame, sahi bhakta hai bhi uttam. Because he's engaged in deity worship, he's situated. So he's, since he's situated in bhakti, and he is rightly situated and which is moving in the right direction, then krame krame, sahi bhakta hai bhi uttam. Right? The glory of Kanishtha Adhikari is by and by he will become uttam. Right? Krame krame, sahi bhakta hai bhi uttam. So that is his glory. Right? So therefore, we know all the various kind of devotees at various stages. So we appreciate everyone at their stage and we inspire and encourage to go on. Right? Because krame krame sahi bhakta hai ve uttam. Right? Just like what I heard from one devotee, by nice example. He said sometimes, like we honor prasadam on Sundays. Right? And sometimes when we go to wash and there is a queue. Now someone is in the end of the queue and he may have very dirty hands, you know, because we don't usually use spoons, we eat with hands. And hands may be dirty and someone may say, ah, look how dirty hand. And after eating prasadam, he has not even washed his hands. Right? But he's in the queue, krame krame, by and by, you know, he's walking towards the tap. So he will also, you know, be cleansed of all the dirt. Right? Krame krame, sahi bhakta hai be uttam. Like that. So therefore, anyone who is rightly situated, who is progressing in the right direction, we should inspire him, encourage him to progress ahead in life, right? Instead of just criticizing him. Right? Of course, Prabhupada says the preacher sometimes has to criticize for, you know, for the purpose of protecting someone's faith or so on, but in general among devotees, better we inspire, encourage so that, you know, a person progresses in the right direction. So as His Grace Gaurgopal Prabhu pointed out also in Sunday morning class that right disha, right direction is very important. He was saying for the right dasha, you should have a right disha. Right? So as we want to progress towards in our Krishna consciousness, we have to have the right direction. Right? So krame krame, so in the right direction, by and by, we will be purified. Right? There is another instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, similar to Raghunath Das Goswami. When he was trying to run away from home, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give instruction to all others, making Raghunath Das Goswami as an object of instruction. So he told him, Sthire hai ya ghar ya ho na ho vatul, krame krame pave lok bhav sindhu kul. Right? He said, do not act like a crazy fellow. Right? Sthire hai ya, be patient. Right? Return home. You cannot overnight become a pure devotee. Right? Krame krame sahi bhakta hai be uttam. It's not that overnight one can become a uttam adhikari or a pure devotee. It will happen by and by. Krame krame pave lok bhav sindhu kul. So Prabhupada gives a beautiful purport. This material world is just like a big ocean. Right? It extends from Brahmaloka to Pataloka. And everyone is trying to get out of the ocean of material existence. One cannot immediately reach the coast, but if one endeavors, he can cross the ocean by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. One may be very eager to cross this ocean, but he cannot attain success by acting like a madman. He must swim over the ocean very patiently and intelligently and under the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his representative. Then one day he will reach the shore and return back home, back to Godhead. So it's a very beautiful purport that how one should be patient, one should be very intelligent in one's approach, right? And by acting patiently with intelligence, right? And under the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his representative, the spiritual master, the pure devotees, the Prabhupada, one will gradually cross this ocean. Krame krame pai lok bhava sindhu kul. So there is a beautiful verse in the third canto. In the purport to that verse, Prabhupada quotes this verse, Ishvare tad dhineshu
give the translation of that. Right?
So in that verse, eight qualities of a devotees are mentioned that helps him to progress, that gives him the right direction, right, as we are discussing. So mainly I want to discuss that how each devotee can gradually progress, right, in his spiritual life. Okay, so these eight qualities are mentioned by Kapil Dev, the devotee, that helps him progress from Kanishta to Madhyam and then to Uttam. So of course, even a devotee who gradually progresses, he never considers himself Uttam. Uttam hai apana ke mane trinadham. A devotee, even if he is Uttam Adhikari, he still considers himself to be actually very low as such. But this is the quality this one should strive to inculcate, the qualities of Uttam Adhikari. This is not something to certify oneself, you know, like we do certification course now, this devotee has been satisfied Uttam Adhikari, you know, or not like that. But for each person to gradually progress, right? Because we need to have always the right direction. We look up to the great example of the pure devotees, right, who try to imbibe their qualities and we progress in life. So therefore, eight beautiful qualities of which a devotee should inculcate are mentioned by Srila Kapil Dev in the third canto. So this verse says yadrichaya upalabdhena santushto mitabhun muni vivikta sharana shanto metra karuna atmavan. So the eight qualities, first is yadrichaya upalabdhena santushto. A devotee should be satisfied with whatever he earns without great difficulty. Yadrichaya upalabdhena santushto is the first. Second is mit bhuk, one who eats little. Third is muni. Muni is a person who is thoughtful. That is the third quality. Fourth is vivikta sharana, one who lives in a secluded place. Fifth is shantah, peaceful. Sixth is metra, friendly. Seventh is karuna, compassionate. And eighth is atmavan, self-realized. Okay? So yadrichaya upalabdhena santushto, first mitbhuk, second muni, thoughtfully the third, vivikta sharana, living a secluded place, fourth shanta, peacefully the fifth, maitreya, friendly the sixth, karuna, being compassionate the seventh, and atmavan, being self-realized, is the eighth quality. So all these eight qualities Prabhupada very beautifully explained in the purport. So regarding the first one, yadrichaya upalabdhena santushto, Prabhupada says, everyone has accepted a material body, must maintain the necessities of the body by acting or earning some livelihood. A devotee should only work for such income as is absolutely necessary. He should be satisfied always with such income and should not endeavor to earn more and more simply to accumulate the unnecessary. A person in the conditioned state who has no money is always found working very hard to earn some with the object of lording it over material nature. Kapil Dev instructs, we should not endeavor hard for things which may come automatically. The exact word used in this connection, yadrichaya, means every living entity has a predestined happiness and distress. And then Prabhupada explained that how many dangerous or unpalatable circumstances also come on their own. Similarly, we may also have prosperous conditions without entering for them, Prabhupada says. We are advised to let these things come as predestined. We should engage our valuable time
in prosecuting Krishna consciousness. In other words, one should be satisfied by his natural condition. If by predestination one is put into a certain condition of life which is not very prosperous in comparison to another's position, one should not be disturbed. He should simply try to utilize his valuable time to advance in Krishna consciousness. Advancement in Krishna consciousness does not depend on any materially prosperous or distressed condition. It is free from the conditions imposed by material life. A poor man can execute Krishna consciousness as effectively as a very rich man. One should therefore be satisfied with his position as offered by the Lord. So, very beautifully Prabhupada explained this first point, yadichaya upalabdhena santushto. So, even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Raghunath Das Goswami, this is another context, sadanam alai bayat labete santosh sait achar kare bhakti dharma posh. Says that a devotee should always try to cultivate the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, sadanam alai ba, yat labete santosh, right? The same thing, yat labete santosh, that means whatever comes on its own, right, that one should be satisfied with. And sait achar kare bhakti dharma posh. This attitude, Prabhupada writes, this attitude, which is yadrichya upalabdhena santushto, this attitude solidly maintains one devotional practices. This attitude solidly maintains one devotional practices. Yadrichya upalabdhena santushto. So we see many devotees, they follow, right, this, and whatever, like, we all can strive in our small way to follow this principle, yadrichya upalabdhena santushto, that whatever comes, you know, without much endeavoring for them, one accepts it, right? Just like Sridhar Maharaj also does the same thing to Raghunath Das Goswami, kshatre jai yatha lab udara bharan anya katha nahi sukhe nama sankirtan, right? You may go to Chhatra, some free food distribution place, right, and there anya katha nahi, right, there is no one going to ask you, sir, what do you like to have, what menu you want, right? No, anya katha nahi, because whatever is made, you know, just you have to have that, right? Chhatre yai yatha lab udara bharan anya katha nahi, you know, there is no wastage of much time, etc. Sukhe nama sankirtan yadichya upalabdhena. So therefore, trying to cultivate this attitude, whatever comes on his own accord, one accepts, this gives a lot of mental energy. It saves a lot of, you know, mind space, mental energy, which one can utilize for cultivation of Krishna consciousness. Then, you know, the extreme example of yadrichya, or the highest example, yadrichya upalabdhena santushto, is Srila Madhavendra Puri. He would not even go and beg. Right? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Raghunath Das Goswami, you can go and beg, but he would not even go and beg. He would simply, if anyone would come, he would follow ayachita vritti. Ayachita vritti puri virakta udas, ayachita paile khana nahi upavas. If anyone would come and give him something, he would honor it. Otherwise, he would fast for 2 to 3 days sometimes. Right? So, it was a very high example. Right? We can't absolutely, you know, in no way imitate it. Right? But we derive inspiration from been people who would not even go and beg, right? Because they want to avoid just whatever comes by Krishna's will. So, yadrichaya. The meaning for yadrichya is destiny. What is what comes by destiny? For the devotees, another meaning of yadrichya is also bhagavadichya, by Krishna's will. Right? Whatever, by Krishna's will, whatever circumstances, whatever facilities, whatever comes on its own accord, we accept it and cultivate satisfaction. And this attitude, as described by Prabhupada, solidly maintains one devotional service. So that is the first quality which we discussed. Idrichya upalabdhena, santushto. Second is mitbhuk. Right? Mitbhuk means mit means small, or which is, you know, just measured. Small quantity which can be just measured. Bhuk means eating. Right? Like in India, there is a very famous name, Amit. Right? Amit means immeasurable. Right? Amit, like I had 4 or 5 friends, you know, whose name was Amit. Amit, very popular name in India. Right? So this myth is the opposite of Amit. Myth and Amit. Right? So there is a, Lord Balaram has unlimited prowess. There is a one verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, which says, Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga He Rama Amit Vikrama. Lord Ram has immeasurable strength. Right? But for devotee it mentioned that one should eat measurable, in a measured quantity. Right? And not unlimited. Right? Mitabhuk, that was mentioned. Right? So actually by nature's course, anyway, you know, one's appetite for nourishment through the mouth will decrease. Right? So therefore, as the age progresses, we should take more nourishment through the ears, right, than through the mouth as such. Right? So there is Mahaprasad An, which also nourishes us, and there is Mahaprasad Shravan. Right? So one is taken through the mouth, Mahaprasad An, and the other is Mahaprasad Shravan, the Lord's Katha, is taken through the ears. Right? So as gradually, by the nature's own course also, as the appetite through the mouth goes away, the appetite for the ear should increase. Right? So that's the, like the connotation of mitbhuk. Right? Mitbhuk, I would explain that one should eat more through the ears, take more nourishment through the ears than through the mouth. Right? Right? So there are, Chaitanya Prabhu was comparing in one class, I like that comparison. Comparison between Mahaprasad An, what we take through the mouth, and Mahaprasad Shravan. Right? So for Mahaprasad An, there are fasting days. Right? You can't take Mahaprasad on certain days. But for Mahaprasad Shravan, it is not mentioned that today fasting from Katha or Kirtan. Right? There is no such days mentioned in the Vaishnav calendar. Right? That means, Shruyatam, Shruyatam, Nityam, Giyatam, Giyatam, Muda, Chintatam, Chintatam, Bhaktas, Chaitanya, Charitam, Vritam. Right? So Krishna Kaviraj Goswami says, Shruyatam, Shruyatam, Nityam. One should always hear. Giyatam, Giyatam, Muda. One should always glorify. And Chintatam, Chintatam, Bhaktas. One should always meditate upon, with great joy, the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya, Charitam, Vritam. Right? So there is no fasting. Right? The same thing in the beginning of the 10th canto, which was the end of the 4th day of the Katha, Srimad Bhagavatam Katha by Sukhdev Goswami. So Sukhdev Goswami kind of indicated to Parikshit Maharaj that probably, you know, for it has 4 days have passed, you have not eaten, you have not drank anything also, so probably you should take little rest. Right? You can take little rest, then we can resume the Katha again. Right? So he kind of gave some indication. And so Parikshit Maharaj says, Na ati dussaha shun maam takto dhamma pibadate pibantam tan mukham boja achutam hari katham ritam. So Sukhdev Parikshit Maharaj says, No, not very difficult. I'm not feeling too inconvenienced. Na ati dussaha. Right? Actually, hunger and thirst is very difficult to tolerate. But he's saying, no, na ati dussaha, not too much inconvenience, right? Why? Because I am drinking the nectar through the ears, right? The lot of nourishment is going through the ears, right? Pivantam tan mukham bhoja chutam hari katham ritam. So, he describes that, right? So therefore, Vishwanath Thakur says, Parikshit Maharaj wants to say that, don't stop Krishna Katha, otherwise I will feel so much hunger and thirst. Right? Otherwise the pangs will disturb me. But if I am taking nourishment through the ears, then hunger and thirst will not disturb me much. Right? So like that he mentioned. Therefore, as we increase Mahaprasad Shravan quota, will gradually myth book will follow on its own. Right? One will be able to practice that. Right? So that's the first difference between Mahaprasad Ann and Mahaprasad Shravan, that there is no fasting for Mahaprasad Ann. There is fasting days for Mahaprasad Ann, but there is no fasting days for Mahaprasad Shravan. Second is, for Mahaprasad Ann, there is a limit to what you can take. Right? There is a limit. Just like sometime when we prepare some special item, just like amras. And so some people ask, aaj limited hai ki unlimited hai? You know, accordingly I will plan, you know, how much I want to take other items. Right? Today is the amras limited or unlimited? Right? But even if it is unlimited, but we are so limited, how much can we have? Right? So there is a limit to what we can. Right? But actually, there is no limit to how much we can have through the years. Right? We can go on. Right? Just like so many devotees have prayed for, Rupa Goswami has prayed for millions of tongues to chant and millions of years. Right? He did not pray for millions of tongues to honor Mahaprasad, millions of tongues to recite the glories of Krishna, and millions of ears to hear, right? To hear that, to take the nourishment through the ears. Tunde tandvini ritam vitunate tundavali labdhe karna karod kadambini ghatyate karnarbudebhya sriham. Arbud, right? Actually in billions and trillions of ears, he wanted to have. So that's the second difference between eating through the mouth and nourishment through the mouth and nourishment through the ears. Then a third difference which we already discussed is that how our appetite for Mahaprasad Ann will gradually come down. Right? So therefore, in order to still feel very nourished, right, we have to, one can gradually go on increasing one's appetite for hearing Krishna Katha. Right? And which was again demonstrated by Parikshit Maharaj. Right? At the end of the 4 days, he is continuously hearing and he is saying, please describe all the Krishna Katha in detail. Right? He wants to hear in all the details. And when we are tired, we feel that now things should be summarized. You know, why so many details are being spoken? Our time is already over. You know, the speaker should summarize now. So Sukadeva Goswami was trying to little bit summarize, but Parikshit Maharaj said, no, please, tad vistarat, please describe in great detail about Krishna Katha. Right? I want to hear. And Sukadeva Goswami congratulates him by saying, Sammega vasita buddhi tava raja rishi sattama vasudeva kathayam te yajjat nashti kiratihi. Your intelligence is perfectly situated. Because you have such eagerness to hear, right? So, yajjat nashtaki rati, right? Nashtaki means you are so firmly fixed is your intelligence to hear about Krishna, that Sukadeva Goswami says that, I am being purified. So he quotes a verse that Vasudeva katha prashna purusham strin punatihi Vaktaram, Prichakam, Shrotram, Tatpasalinam Yatha. That by your questions, when one asks questions and Krishna Katha is spoken, three kinds of people are purified. One who speaks, one who asks the question, and one who hears in general. Right? So therefore, Sukadeva Goswami, who is immediately speaking, actually is saying that by your eagerness to hear, I am being so much purified. Right? So therefore, gradually, one should, one's appetite through the ears should actually increase. Right? Just like, and then there is another beautiful word which says, Yavat Shudasti Jathare Jaratha Pipasa Tavat Sukhaya. That as when there is a strong hunger and thirst, right? Yavat Shudasti Jathare Jathara Pipasa. Then one relishes all the various preparations very nicely. Right? If there is no appetite, no hunger, thirst, then one doesn't relish. Right? So similarly, when one develops, gradually when one increases one appetite to hear and chant about Krishna, then in that proportion the Krishna Katha becomes relishable. Right? So these are like the few differences between Mahaprasad, which we honor through the mouth and through the ears. So that is about mitbhuk. One should eat less through the mouth and more through the ears. Then the third quality mentioned, which helps us to progress in spiritual life, as we said, we are discussing the direction, right? The disha, how gradually we can progress from Kanishtha to Madhyam to Uttam. So this also Prabhupada explains very nicely about Muni. It is also recommended that the devotee should be Muni or thoughtful. He should always think of Krishna and how to render better service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That should be his only anxiety. As a materialist is always thoughtful about improving his material condition, a devotee's thought should always be engaged in improving his condition in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, he is a Muni. Right? That means he is always contemplating, how can I improve my service to Krishna? Right? How can I better chant the holy name of the Lord, better serve the Vaishnavas? Right? In that way, Muni, contemplative. Right? Just like we discussed the example of Srila Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was so absorbed in his Krishna consciousness, he would not even know whether it's a day or night. He would not even know that whether he has eaten or not eaten for last 2-3 days. Right? Like that. He would not even know that. But when he went to Ramana and he heard the nice kheer is being offered for Gopinath, then he desired. Ayachi tashir prasad alpayadi pai swada jani taiche shir gopale lagai. If I can get a little bit of kheer, get to taste it, then I will understand its taste. And I will also understand his recipe, right? Because great cook has to be judged if he can find out the recipe by tasting it, right? Like he can just taste and say, okay, done. The recipe, you know, just like we say, you crack the password, code, whatever, you know, in some kind of, like you crack, so they crack some code, password, and then get into, right? So by testing, a person should crack the recipe. That is the test of a, you know, brilliant cook. So Srila Madhavendra Puri, he didn't ask, you know, I will ask the pujari recipe at the end, you know, after the aarti is finished. He said, I can get a little bit to taste. I will taste and then I will understand its recipe and I will offer the same kheer to Gopal. So that is, but if you see, even at the stage where he is totally renounced, he doesn't know day or night, eaten or not, he is thinking, if I can make one additional item for Gopal, right, for Gopal Rajbhog. Shir jani, right, swad jani, taise shir Gopale lagai. It's mentioned that Gopalji was already being served very opulently. Raj seva hai, puri ra ananda badila. Madhavendra Puri is very happy to see that Krishna is being served like a king. It is already gorgeous service going on, right? And he is a virakta udas, right? Absolutely. But he is thinking, I can offer one more item to Gopal, right? Can you imagine that what stage he wants to improve his service to Gopal, right? So therefore, just for that desire, how can I serve Krishna better? He desired to know the taste of this sweet rice so that he can cook the same for Gopal. So, there is a beautiful verse which says that sweetness of love is in its intensity. Right? The sweetness of love is in its intensity. So, therefore a devotee's intensity of the desire to always, that thought process, how can one serve Krishna better, right? One can improve the service, that makes his love for Krishna sweeter. We can also see how Prabhupada, he once met a very serious accident in Africa. I guess he was at Mauritius where he met the accident. And it was, accident could have been very, you know, could have been actually fatal, but Krishna saved, and Prabhupada had just some bruises on his chin, his, you know, knee, etc. And the devotee was driving also had the bruises, but they were not serious injuries. Right? But the accident was very serious. And so Prabhupada was silent for quite some time, the devotees brought back Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was silent, and the first words Prabhupada uttered was, Asannapi Kleshada Asadeha. This body is the source of miseries. Right? From fifth canto verse. And then Prabhupada discussed with the devotees that, you know, next day he's supposed to fly to from Mauritius to Nairobi. What should you do? All the devotees said, no, Prabhupada, you can't go. Just met such a serious accident, you know, probably the stars are not in the proper place or something. Right? It's not a right time to travel. But then Prabhupada thought, but he said, but the devotees are waiting for me. I must inspire them. I must go. Right? Even at the end of life, when Prabhupada's body had just received to bag of bones, he went to London. The plan was to go on a world tour. Right? No one could imagine. Just by seeing Prabhupada, devotees were crying tears. Right? In such a, so we see that how there is always a, you know, the body is nothing, but still the plan to serve Krishna is so big. Right? Still the plan to serve Krishna is so big. So, therefore, Muni, right? Prabhupada beautifully explained, Muni means whose constant contemplation is to serve Krishna. Right? How to render better service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That should be his only anxiety. That's how Prabhupada explained the word Muni. Then Vivikta Sharana, the fourth quality mentioned here. So, the next item recommended is that a devotee should live in a secluded place. Generally, a common man is interested in pounds, shillings and pence or materialistic advancement in life, which is unnecessary for a devotee. A devotee should select a place of residence where everyone is interested in devotional service. Generally, therefore, a devotee goes to a sacred place of pilgrimage where devotees live. It is recommended that he lives in a place where there is no large number of ordinary men. It is very important to live in a secluded place, Vivikta Sharana. Okay? So the living in the association of devotees, here we understand that how that living in close association of devotees, it facilitates so much hearing and chanting of, right? It helps so much in the ultimate goal of life, right? Other close association with devotees, serving together, hearing and chanting together, right? That actually is the source of great joy. Satam prasangan mama virya samvido bhavanti hrit karna rasayana katha. The Krishna katha, the chanting of the holy names, actually it becomes more and more and more relishable in the association of devotees. Prabhupada says that this process of hearing and chanting can only be properly executed in the association of devotees. In the translation of this verse, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Like some Bhagavatam verses have a little different translation in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Right? So this process can be rightly performed only in the association of devotees. To that effect, Prabhupada writes. Right? Vivikta Sharana. That's the fourth point mentioned. And fifth quality mentioned is Shanta. Right? One should be peaceful. And so Prabhupada explained, the next item is Shanta or peacefulness. A devotee should not be agitated. He should be satisfied with his natural income, eat only as much as he needs to keep his health, live in a secluded place and always remain peaceful. So Prabhupada is saying, following the previous qualities will help keep a person peaceful. Right? And we also know there is a peace formula, right? Peace formula. And Bhukta Ram Yagya Tapsam Sarva Lok Maheshram Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam Gyatava Mam Shantim Ichchati. Once His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj was saying that the one devotee, he was in so much anxiety, right? He said, I told him, look, Krishna is still there, right? You don't Suhridam, he says, I am the best well-wishing friend. You should not be so faithless that you know you will take all the anxiety. Your anxiety is how to serve Krishna better. And you know, his anxiety will be how to maintain and you know make sure that you go on with your seva. Right? So Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam, he is best well-wishing friend. So again reminding ourselves that Krishna is there and he is still in control, right? And he is still the Supreme Personality of Godhead, should give us peace of mind. You know, we can remind ourselves the Supreme Lord is in charge of the things, right? Still, and we will always remain like that, right? Bhukta Ram Yagyasa Psalm. So that is one understanding of being peaceful. Another beautiful verse by Yamunacharya, which talks of how one can become peaceful. That is, Bhavantameva Anuchara Nirantara प्रशांत निशेष मनोरथांतरा कदाहमे कांतिक नित्य किंकरा पहर्षिष्यामी सनात जीवितम. So he says, भवन्तमेव अनुचरा, when I become your eternal and exclusive servant, right? When I become your eternal and exclusive servant, then I will be completely peaceful, right? Because we are trying to serve Krishna, but then you know we have desires to take care of, you know, there are some selfish desires always there, right, which keeps creeping in. Just Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, just like the weeds always grow along with the main shaka, so the desire to enjoy, the selfish desires constantly they grow. Right? So that causes disturbance, lack of peace, actually. Right? But when we become exclusive servant of Krishna, right, then a person is completely peaceful. So sometimes we feel that particular service is a source of so much anxiety. But actually, we'll see that either we think that we are the doer or what is in there for me in the service, etc., that becomes the cause of anxiety. It's never the service as such which is the cause of anxiety. Right? So we can remind ourselves that actually, I am just a servant, I am not the doer. Whatever Krishna desires, right, that will happen. And I simply want to serve and not enjoy my service or enjoy some facilities. So that attitude, cultivation of that attitude also makes a person peaceful. Bhavantam eva anuchara niranta prashant nishesh manorathantara. So that's the fifth quality, right? Shanta. And then is metra. Right? Metra. So metra karuna, right? Prema, Maitri, Kripa. Right? If you see Maitri and Karuna, so the Maitri and Kripa words appear. And in this context, Prabhupada, actually in the purport, he doesn't quote the words, but he quotes the meaning, the translation of this verse in this purport. Okay? So next item is Maitra, friendliness. A devotee should be friendly to everyone, but his intimate friendship should be with devotees only. With others, he should be official. He may say, yes sir, what you say is all right, right? Prabhupada is giving technique also, right? That you don't land up conflict, right? With you say, yes sir, what you say is all right, right? But he should be actually, the deep friendship should be cultivated with devotees only, right? And then Prabhupada says, a devotee should however have compassion for persons who are innocent, right? After Maitra, Prabhupada explained Kripa. Right? So Kripa is specially meant for those who are innocent, who are neither atheistic nor very much advanced in spiritual realization. A devotee should be compassionate toward them and instruct them as far as possible in making advancement in Krishna consciousness. Like that. So that is Maitra and Karuna explained. Right? So I remember I just asked once, he is only the Jayadeva Swami Maharaj was giving a class. And I asked him that how can emotions of a devotee and in particular emotions of a brahmachari can be satisfied, you know. There's always an emotional need, you know, for every person. So, he's only the Jayadeva Swami Maharaj, he answered that we should cultivate meaningful friendship, right, with our fellow devotees. And that meaningful friendship, right, which is based upon trust, which is based upon service, right, based upon the common goal of serving the spiritual master, that friendship will help to satisfy one's emotional needs. that Maitra, having friendship with the intimate friendship with the fellow devotees, and Karuna, as Prabhupada explained, should be directed toward the innocent. And then finally, the last quality Prabhupada explains is Atmavan. Right? Atma means the body or the mind. There are eight meanings of the word Atma, as has been explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Madhya Leela, chapter 25, the 61 explanation of Atmaram verse. The word Atma has eight meanings. But primarily, here in this verse, Prabhupada says Atma means one should be self-possessed. Right? Self-possessed. So, like sometimes we see, oh, he's very self-possessed. Right? It's like considered like a kind of a, you know, negative, this word may have a negative connotation. It's very self-possessed. But if the self is Atma, then the self-possessed is a very good quality. Right? He's possessed about making spiritual advancement himself and helping others. Right? So that is Atmavan. He should always remain fixed in pure consciousness that he is a spirit soul and not the material body or the mind. That will make him progress confidently in Krishna consciousness. Right? So these eight qualities will help one make progress confidently in Krishna consciousness. Right? So Yahara Komala Shraddha Seka Nishtha Jan Krame Krame Sai Bhakta Hai Be Uttam. Right? So whatever stage we are, we will gradually make progress by developing these qualities, by contemplating upon them and making progress in this way. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. So, what I spoke is what I am trying to practice, much beyond my realization. Certainly, I spoke many things. For that, you may excuse me. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Gaur Premanand.